Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Life as a man is exceptionally difficult. I say the most beautiful and the most terrifying thing about being a man is you're born without value. Society doesn't care about you. You're only gonna be cared about based on how useful you are. You have the chance to build yourself up and become a superhero if you're prepared to do the hard work and be indefatigable enough to never quit. But if you're gonna stand around and wait for a handout, nobody's gonna ever respect you. I think that a lot of people have forgotten about how difficult and how competitive it is as a man. We're always in constant competition with each other. And it's your duty as a man to stand up and say, I wanna be as important and strong and good-hearted and God-fearing as possible, and I need to work hard to achieve those things. And the dangerous thing about overly emotional men is that they're dangerous. They're genuinely dangerous. This is what's crazy. All these people who talk about toxic masculinity and how bad it is for men to be traditionally masculine. A traditionally masculine man does things he doesn't feel like doing because it is his duty to do that. He charges into the burning building because it is his duty. Not because he feels like it, because it is his duty. We're now teaching the new generation of men that they don't have duty and they can just act on their feelings and act how they feel and they don't have to act as a man should. Do you know what happens when you get men who just act how they feel? You get school shooters, you get violence. Men who do not control their emotions are dangerous. If you find a man who is stoic, he's not gonna hurt people. He's gonna sit and think about his actions very carefully, and he's gonna be a good man who protects for and provides for his family. You find a man who just acts out on impulse and does whatever he feels like, you're gonna find a dangerous man. Sitting here telling men to cry more and act with their feelings and it's okay to feel this way, that way, etc., and have no self-control. That is why we have the problems we have in the world. Absolutely not wrong. So when they talk about toxic masculinity, they have it completely inverse on its head, completely not wrong. We need to be teaching stoicism. We need to be teaching young men to understand that the world is very, very difficult. It's hard to be a man. You're going to feel bad sometimes. You just suck it up and perform anyway. Not just sit there, you cry your eyes out, or blame other people. And when bad things happen, they call traditionally masculine men. If you need a firefighter, you need a masculine man. When you call the police because of the problem you had, you want masculine men. And as soon as a woman or a man is in trouble, when you look for backup, you look for masculine men. And masculine men have a duty to provide and protect those they care about. We have a duty to do things we don't feel like doing because we know we're supposed to do them. And that's why we stayed in the Titanic and died. The real problem with the world is that there's an epidemic of cowardice, man. Men are cowards. We have an epidemic of cowardice. Everybody is so afraid. It's on the other side of fear that you're going to garner the respect of other individuals. You have to do things that they're afraid to do, meaning most likely you are also afraid. I've done a bunch of shit. I was afraid 87 times before I got in the ring and cage. It's scary, right? I lived a scary life. But by going through all of that, I am now respected. You have to learn to face your fear. I'm not saying not be afraid, because that's not brave. If you do something and you're not afraid, you're not brave. You have to be afraid and do it anyway. That's what courage is. So I'm not saying you can be as scared as you want, but you still have to go. We're living inside of a video game. Because in a video game, you're gonna go through trial and tribulation, you're gonna struggle to upgrade your character. And the reason you upgrade your character is when you get more stats, you can complete more difficult levels within the game. Life is exactly the same. The levels never end, but as you become better, you stand a better chance of completing them. So as you upgrade your character, you get further and further in the game, but the game never ends. That's the beauty of being a man. All these men are out here complaining that things are difficult. The reason it has value is because it's difficult. If it was easy, everyone would have it and it wouldn't have any value. Complain that it's hard to get a Lambo. The reason having a Lambo is cool is because nobody has a Lambo. How are you gonna complain that it's hard to be the man, but then also understand that being the man has value? They are linked. You cannot separate the two. It's a logic fail. If you love the idea of being that character you dream of yourself to be, then you should love the fact it's hard to become that man, because it means no one else can do it. There's no light without dark. You will not appreciate your six-pack unless you didn't have one and you had to earn it. That's how the world works.
So when I talk to these dudes, like, oh, but it's, you know what, Tate? Yeah, I agree, but you know, it's hard. It's hard. Of course it is. It's supposed to be. And if you're not cut out for it, then fuck off and live a normal existence and die. Sit there, letting other men enjoy the spoils of being a man, and die. If that's what you want to do, is just sit there and exist and then be fade into history unremembered, that's your decision. If you want to level up your character, then you need to get out here and do it. You need to be around brave men. You need to get some balls. You need to get your network together. You need to do the truth. Humble yourself. Stop sitting there with an ego. Realize you ain't you're nothing but lucky. Bacteria could have stole your eyesight at the age of 3, and it didn't. You could have been in a car crash and lost both your parents. Never happened. You've been nothing but lucky. Blind luck has given you a favorable hand, and you've managed to f*** it up. And they are trying to convince you that you should act how you feel. You should show more of your feelings. If you feel this way, you should show it. If you want to cry, cry. Look, I have no problem with guys crying. Sometimes guys cry, right? My dad died, I cry. I've cried once in 10 years, but it's not a default emotion for me. Sometimes you cry, right? But what I'm saying is the reason they're trying to bring out emotionality in you is because most of the time you don't feel like doing the things you're supposed to do. But the true masculine frame throughout history was doing the things they didn't want to do, but they knew they had to do because they had honor and duty. That's what honor and duty means. Do you think the men on the Titanic wanted to stay on the Titanic? No, we're men. We have to stay. We're scared, but we must. It's our duty to let the women and children on the lifeboats. This is masculine duty. When you remove self-control from men, you get, not only do you get emasculated and weak men, but what you also get is very dangerous men. Because the world at large is trying to tell you, just be more in touch with your feelings and everything's going to be fine. Men also have an innate desire, one, for conquest, and two, we have a biological response. We are very predispositioned to anger. You look at all these school shooters and these are men who can't control their emotions. That's all they are.
Facts.
They have no self-control. And then they go and do dangerous. A good man controls himself. I have absolute self-control. If I decide to smash your face in, it was a very conscious decision. Nothing to do with the fact I was angry. You understand? Emotional control is absolutely and utterly important as a man. Now, I'm not saying become a stoic dork, have no personality, be a boring. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you need to understand as a man, there are certain principles under which you act regardless of how you feel.
Bam.
I can wake up in a terrible mood. I can wake up sad. I can ache. I can have a busy day, stressed, etc. I will complete the same tasks as if I woke up in a fantastic mood. I'll do the same things because how I feel has no bearing on the things I'm going to do with my day because I have duty to myself and to my bloodline. So a lot of you guys out here are acting like fools because you feel like acting like fools. And what I'm going to say to you is, because you think there's something wrong with you, you go, well, I lack motivation. You hear this one? I don't have the motivation to go to the gym. Well, here's the newsflash. Neither did I. And I still did it. So now what are you going to say? Now you have no excuse, right? Oh, you're scared to get in the ring. So was I. I still did it. Scared to get in the cage. So was I. I still did it. Being a man isn't about not feeling things. It's about acting the way you're supposed to act, regardless of how you feel. And I'm tired of hearing guys messing about how they feel. I don't feel motivated. I don't feel. Feel. Leave the feelings to the girls, right? That's what they do. We act. We're men of action. We get things done. That's how the world got built. All of it. All the men who built the skyscrapers felt scared. They did it anyway. You need to become a man of action. Stop worrying about how you feel and start worrying about what you're supposed to be doing.
You have a series of emotions you live with regularly, don't you? Those emotions could be bliss, passion, joy, faith, but they could also be worry, stress, depression, frustration, concern. And because you've done it over and over again, even though you know they don't serve you, you will find a way on a very regular basis to get those damn emotions.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The quality of your emotions is going to be the quality of your life.
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, we are unspiritual,
when we're under the control of ordinary impulses. And that's the way so many people are today. They just let their feelings run their lives. If they feel like telling somebody off, they just tell them off. They feel like being depressed, and they go around all depressed. But friends, we cannot just act on these emotional impulses and expect to have any kind of victory in our lives. Feelings can get us into trouble. And throughout life, you're going to have plenty of opportunities to lose your temper. You're going to get up some mornings and feel like being depressed. At times, you'll get caught in traffic and feel like being impatient, feel like getting upset. But we've got to learn how to follow wisdom and do what we know is right and not just follow our feelings around. I can feel my emotions rising, but I made a decision not to get on board. Just because you can feel those emotions doesn't mean you have to get on board. When you feel like saying something that you know you shouldn't say, no, don't get on board. If things aren't going your way and you kind of feel like being discouraged, no, you've got to learn to discipline the negative feelings and keep a good attitude anyway. It's when we do the hard things in life, that's when God is developing our character. Somebody offends us and we just don't let it bother us. We just take the high road. That's when we're really maturing. But the problem today is too many people are not willing to pay the price to walk in victory. They don't want to be inconvenienced. They just want to take the easy way out. The easiest thing to do is to just let our flesh have its way. If you want to grow up and experience God's best, it's going to take some hard work. It's hard to keep a good attitude and be patient when nothing's going your way. Sometimes it's going to make us uncomfortable. But I read where there are two kinds of pain in life. One is the pain of discipline. The other is the pain of regret. And if we live a lazy, undisciplined life and we act on these emotional impulses, we're going to make very poor choices that we regret later on. I mean, how many times have we acted on our emotions and said something that we know we shouldn't say, and later on, it ends up hurting us in that relationship? Friends, the pain of discipline is minuscule compared to the pain of regret. No discipline at the time is pleasant, but later on, it's going to bring you a harvest of great things. If you live on that shallow level of just always letting your flesh have its way, and I can tell you later on, you're going to have some major regrets. If you allow yourself to just go around being upset, impatient and stressed out, later on it's going to catch up to you. Later on it's going to affect your health. If you just are loose in your morals and you just do whatever you feel like doing, well, it may give you some pleasure at the time, but later on it's going to cost you a very heavy price. See, God will only promote us as high as our character will take us. And God is not going to put you in a position of greater leadership if you are not treating the people in your life right now with respect and honor. If you're being lazy and not being faithful to do what you know you should be doing, then that's going to keep you stagnant. That's going to keep you from growing. If you had a problem with your temper 10 years ago and you have that same exact problem today, I can tell you that's keeping you from God's best. If you would just do your part and grow up a little bit and quit being ruled by your feelings, if you do that, that's when God will begin to increase you. If you're having difficult times today, instead of getting all bent out of shape, you need to see it as an opportunity to grow. God may be trying to do a work in you. If you find yourself always being around people that offend you and you're always getting your feelings hurt, well, there's a good chance that God is trying to teach you to quit being so touchy. If you find yourself around people that are always rubbing you the wrong way, always irritating you, God is trying to teach you how to love the unlovely. He's trying to teach you a little bit about patience. Well, God, if you just ever change these kids, that's why I'm always upset. Now, let me tell you a secret. God is not going to change your children until you first allow Him to change yourself. And instead, look inside and allow God to do a work in you. Then God will change the circumstances. Then He'll change those other people. As long as we're not passing the test, then we're going to have to take it over and over again. in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, don't be surprised at the fiery trial that you're going through. It is only to test your quality. You see, when we go through times of pressure, it shows us what we're really made of. It shows us areas we need to improve. And unless we learn how to rule over our emotions, make the right choices, keep a good attitude, then we're not going to get out of that situation. God loves you too much to just leave you alone. He sees your potential. He is going to constantly be pushing you, testing you, and giving you opportunities to improve. The next time somebody does you wrong, you're tempted to get upset and lose your cool. No, you need to see that as an opportunity to grow. If you'll keep a good attitude and do the right thing, you know what? You will pass the test and God will promote you. Don't get on board with your feelings. See, we cannot control every circumstance in life, but we can control how we respond to those circumstances. When you feel your emotions rising up, instead of just praying, God, get me out of this situation, God, change everything. No, you need to learn to pray, God, help me to remain calm. Help me to rule over these emotions. God wants us to be stable. He wants us to remain consistent. And the way we do it is to learn to live beyond our feelings. We got to discipline these negative emotions. You do not have to get all upset just because things don't go your way. Make your flesh stay calm. Pass that test. Just walk away. Be the bigger person. Don't allow other people to steal your joy. Keep yourself calm. It's a decision that you have to make. God is not going to make it for you. You've got to discipline yourself. The next time you're tempted to just follow your feelings, you remember God has promised that it is not too difficult for you to handle. You can overcome. You can withstand it. That's what I want you to see today. Just when you have the emotion, you do not have to get on board. When we act on these emotional impulses, it causes us to make poor choices that we're going to regret later on.